This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah was salatu was salamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, no one knows when he is going to go. With this new variant, supposedly, people are actually being lost on a daily basis. Do you realize these might just be your last days on earth? So we will give out the charity, we will take time in worshipping Allah, we will increase the ways that we worship Allah. If I was only fulfilling salah, I will begin to fulfill not just my farad, but my sunnah and nafil as well. I will take my time in my prayer. If I used to take 5 minutes for farad, I will now try, endeavor to take a little bit longer in order to worship Allah more. The number of sujood you are going to make for Allah is already written. You do not know. You might only have 20 or 40 remaining. This might be your last prayer. People are dying and passing away of sudden heart attacks. Calamity has befallen a lot. Don't sit back and say, well, whatever Allah has written is already going to happen. He's written heaven and hell, and He knows where I'm going to go. So what's the point of me worshipping? That is similar to a person who's not taking precautions. He's claiming that Allah already knows, Allah has already destined things. Why should you take precautions? Well, for the same reason that you need to do deeds, even though Allah already knows whether you're going to Jannah or Jahannam. Subhanallah. Because you don't know. So Allah expects you to work towards something, and then He will open the doors of that because you're working towards it. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive towards us, who strive in our path, in our cause, who strive to come to us, we will open for them the doors that lead to us, the doors of guidance. We will guide them to those doors. You need to utilize your energies in the right direction. My brothers and sisters, prepare for the meeting with Allah.